B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Ahoy. Can I have a first name, sir?
Yeah. This the Ty.
Ty? T-Y? Yeah. Ty? Hey, Ty.
Yeah.
What are you calling in for?
Well, I was just calling in because you always talking about pornography you find out in the dirt.
Pornography that you find out in the dirt. D-Train calls it something like hedge porn. Hedge porn. You ever hear of hedge porn, Ty?
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you from Kentucky?
I'm the place where I'm from, they call it the Four Corners. I don't even know, you know, what state. Some of them say, you know, Tennessee, Georgia, you know.
Well, hey, Tennessee, Georgia.
But you get up in the hills, it don't matter. There ain't no good man up there.
So are you somebody that was raised in the hills?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you seem familiar with pornography that's in the mud. Hedge porn.
Yeah. I'm just surprised you didn't seem to know much about it. I thought you was an educated man.
Well, I never heard the term hedge porn, and we looked it up, and it's some English thing from England.
Oh. Well, we didn't necessarily call it hedge porn. We just, the spank nudie books, that's one thing. And...
So that's so you didn't call it hedge porn. You called it spank and nudie books.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, brother. You got any nudie books? That's what I'm saying.
And would they be left outside in the mud?
Well... we tend to take better care of things. I guess when you got money to burn, you just go and throw it out there. But we treasured it, man.
What kind of nudie books did you have back then? The Playboy and all that?
Well, Playboy was, that's fairly, that's what I call a starter porn.
Starter porn. Wait a second. How old were you in this point in time when you first went out into the woods to look at porn?
Well, I didn't particularly. First time I saw porn, I was awful young. When I started to really enjoy it and collect it, I'm probably around 8 or 9 years old.
8 or 9 years old, and you had starter porn, which was Playboy.
Well, that's the way I look at it, the way a young man progresses, no different working on a car. First, you got to find out what all the parts are and where they should be before you can appreciate
sure. That
something's where it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I understand that. What's next after you got your Playboy?
Step two would be what?
Well, not everybody gets a chance to, follow a sibilance.
You're saying Playboy starter, so if that's the starter, naturally there had to be a step two.
If I was to
start all over again, I'd start out Playboy again, and maybe you get your next step, probably be a club or a ooey.
that's wee. And that was the next step. That was the next step when I was a kid. It was Playboy, and Playboy had a European publication called Wee. And that was a little bit stronger, just a touch still very tastefully done, but a touch stronger.
Well, and of course, Penthouse in its day, they was famous for one thing and one thing only.
What's that?
Tank.
Yes. Yeah.
See, back in the day, people don't think twice about it now, but your Playboy, they keep the legs together, and Penthouse, they'd go spread eagle.
Yeah, and pink.
Yeah.
That's. How long did this go on for you?
Why, that's a lifetime love.
You're talking about graduating and starter porn, and it sounded like you said you're like 8 years old, and this the way that you're describing this and talking about a Playboy and Wii and then Penthouse Pink, it sounds like this is something that went on for years out in the woods with you and your and your other four corner in the hills buddies.
Yeah. Well, he's about running buddies,
You're running. How many running buddies did you have when you'd run out into the woods and look at pink?
Yeah, about, you know, depending on who had to do what, it was usually with no less than six of us.
Six of you running into the woods for whatever magazine you graduated to.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you graduated to this penthouse.
Well, yeah. And that tied you over for quite a while.
So you went, you took a big jump and went from Playboy and then right to the penthouse?
Yeah. And
and that kept you occupied for a while.
It did.
And then, of course, you had your even harder stuff.
Wait, are you talking about Screw?
And Screw, yes. And Screw.
Screw magazine? I'm surprised you even know about that. That's hardcore.
We used to know, Al. And
only reason we know about Screw magazine and Al Goldstein is this one old boy, his parents died, and he was able to get it through the mail order.
Would that wind up in the woods, too?
Well, I mean, it'd be there for us to look at. But we wouldn't, we sure as hell wouldn't leave it out there and let it get rained on and, you know, urinated on by animals and what have you.
Oh, those are prized possessions back in those days. Boy, you took a jump up to some hardcore stuff.
Well, but see, we're getting ahead of ourselves because the penthouse satisfied me, kept me occupied for a few years. And then, I never will forget the first time I saw Larry Flint's Hustler magazine.
Oh, naturally. That was
Kentucky's own.
You ran into that. That was a huge jump up.
And that that opened my eyes.
Opened up a lot of boys' eyes.
Hustler, they do you know, live action features.
Yeah, they'd bring a man in sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I never had seen that before, and I remember it made quite an impression on me.
I bet it did.
And I remember a couple of fellas. We opened that up.
Yeah.
You see a man involved. It's like, whoa, whoa. Hold on. Is this some sort of queer stuff?
Yeah. Should you be looking at that?
Yeah, well, it ain't right looking at another man who's, you know, bothered.
That's right. That's right. But you eventually overcame that, didn't you?
Well, I was the first one to point out to him, hey, he's there because these chicks, they want that. And that's what it's teaching us.
Yeah, at around 12.
Yeah, a couple of them still said that's too gay for me, and they were satisfied with their penthouse and whatnot. They said, I don't want to see another man's balls.
Now,
I never will forget, because they did some good storytelling in that magazine. Probably still my favorite all-time, you know,
storytelling.
Don't do much for me no more.
Right. That nerves
but
died.
I remember at the time, they was telling a story, and it was about a long-distance trucker.
Okay. Yeah, we gather. We know. Ty, if all this was happening when you were 12, are you okay now? Are you into it? Did you get into the videos and the VHSs and the discs and the – now you got computers?
Well, yeah. The technology helped out a lot. I remember this old boy. He said that he'd run into some folks and that they'd hired him for a job down in Louisville.
Yeah.
And he come on back home and he says, boys, you never gonna believe what I just got. And I said, all right, well, what did you get? You pick up some magazines, per chance? He said, no, I didn't get no magazines. I said, well, you're down there in Louisville. You could have got anything you wanted. And he said, yeah, I know. It's a big city. He said, I got something better.
What's that?
I said, what you got there? And he pulled out this little black box.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what what is that? Is that some sort of tape player, cassette player? He says, yeah. Yeah, it is. But it'll show you moving pictures on this. And it was called a Betamax.
Betamax?
Betamax. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now? I hear a lot of rustling around wherever you're at.
Well, I'm just sitting there.
Sitting there doing what?
It's raining. I'm sitting out in the rain. I mean, what else do you want?
You in the
Is
woods?
That what you hear?
You in the woods?
I'm out on my damn porch.
Doing what?
Talking to you.
Looking at a magazine?
Yeah, you got a magazine right now?
Well, I always got a magazine. I like to be well read.
You reading the articles?
And it could be my stomach.
What's wrong with your stomach?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Is there Suffice anything? It to say, that's the least of my trouble.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm here in Studio 1A at Broadcast House in Estero. Mark Haney, social distancing at home poolside. Rob Show behind the glass for good reason.
And it's another perfect day in SWFL, Stan.
Yeah.
Blue skies above, blue water beneath, and boy, we couldn't be more blessed, could we?
That's right. That's right. Did you get my text here that we have a situation in Cape Coral?
The garden spot of the world?
Yeah.
I got your text, but you didn't elaborate.
Well, I'm going to elaborate now for you. Now, this is about an hour old. I have not seen an update as of yet. This is from NBC2. According to the Cape Coral Police Department, shots were fired in a neighborhood. I'll give you the details. Residents in the area are asked to stay in their homes until the situation is resolved. Cape Coral police have swarmed an area near the 1300 block of Southeast 45th Street after shots were fired at a home this afternoon. According to the police, this is not an active shooter situation. There is an armed, barricaded person in the house. The SWAT team was called out about an hour ago. And residents in the area are being asked to stay in their homes until the situation is resolved, according to the police. And this is currently ongoing. We hope that it's going to end peaceably. Rob, you know Cape Coral like the back of your hand.
I do.
Whereabouts is this?
Right across from Cape Coral Elementary School.
Ah, geez.
Like right across the street.
Well, we know that, thank God, the schools are closed now. But right across the street from Cape Coral Elementary. That from our Cape Coral expert, Rob Show, who knows Cape Coral like the back of his hand, Haney.
I'm wondering, what are the odds that that person might be listening?
It might be pretty good. Haney, you want to talk him out? You want to talk him out, tell him to put his hands up and give up peaceably?
Well, you know, I've always said, when called upon, I will serve.
I think this might be your time.
Right now, if you're listening and you know who you are,
just refer to him as the barricader.
He might not appreciate that.
No, that might set him off. Fella, pal, buddy.
Yeah, I'd appreciate you staying off this frequency, Stan. With all due respect.
Friend. Go ahead. Talk him out of there, Haney. Talk him out of... make him give himself up.
Well, it's not a matter of him giving himself up, Stan.
What's it a matter of? Get out of there and give yourself up.
That's not what it's about, Stan.
Oh, sorry. Besides, I'm supposed to stay off this frequency. You tell him what it's about, Haney. You tell him. You tell him.
Last time I checked, you weren't HRT certified.
Are you?
No, but that's beside the point. I know you're not.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to turn this silly music off.
Because this isn't a silly situation. Oh, I got to stay off the frequency. Go ahead. You tell them.
Can you just hit mute?
Can I hit? Oh, well, for me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Just
for a minute. Just for, you know, I want you there, buddy. I need the backup, but just for a minute.
All right, I'll hear.
All right. Finally, we're alone, okay? It's just you and me. Nothing to worry about. I'm not going to pretend like I know what happened. I'll just put it this way. From what I'm hearing, it's been a bad day. And things may have gotten out of hand. But, you know, even though there are cards on the table, it doesn't mean you've got to play them.
Yeah, you tell them, Haney. Sorry.
This are you cleared for HRT on Sorry. This frequency?
Not yet. Sorry, I'll shut up.
But, you know, there's some age-old wisdom that could be valuable to you right now.
You got to hurry it up, though. We need to take
Sorry, I got a commercial break coming up.
It's a hard break.
But all you got to remember is you don't want to apply a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
That's good advice.
Now, maybe you lost your S earlier. And maybe you regret that. Just communicate that. It's not hard. All you have to do is just, you know, the three digits on the phone. You know what they are.
And starts with a 9.
Just let them know that you're having a bad day and you just want to take it all back. You haven't hurt anybody else yet, I hope. You haven't hurt yourself. And this can all go away. It's a beautiful day. Look at the sky.
We got to do an Xfinity X1.
I don't know what the hell else is going on in your life.
Tell them to get out of there.
But I promise you, it can all be dealt with as long as you're straight with them. You don't have anything to be worried about.
Well, he fired a shot, I guess. Oh, sorry.
But that's in the past, yeah. You see.
Yeah.
It might have been a mistake.
Yeah, this is the now.
And that doesn't mean you got to play this thing out to its conclusion. And I will tell you this. The longer it goes on, the more it becomes an issue. Come on, you're not dumb.
Yeah.
So.
Give yourself up. Dial that first number as a 9.
You know, I hate to say it, but the other guy that keeps breaking in on this frequency is right.
Yeah.
The quicker you do that, the quicker all of this stops and goes away.
Thank you, Haney. Okay, go ahead.
You do this right, you're not even going to get roughed up.
Nope. Not even a stick shampoo.
And then you tell them what the issue is. And maybe something good comes out of this. Maybe your problems get dealt with where you don't have to worry about them anymore.
If you want to make a phone call to him later, you can. Because we got to take a hard break here.
I don't have the number, Stan.
I'm trying to do my job. If the number comes to me, I'll give it to you. He knows the number here to the studio.
Probably better than he knows the three-digit number.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, Stan, I don't know if you've forgotten about the oath we took to protect and serve this community.
Well, when did I take that? I didn't have to do that when I got the FCC license.
The SEC license?
FCC license. Jeez.
I thought we did that. And well, we got to uphold the Constitution. And
I think, I think you were referring to a cop.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, fella. Yeah. We've got work to do.
Yep. And if you want to call in to the show, we'll give you a prize. 277-9600.
Really? Any prize we got available, we'll give to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we don't have much. But because
this isn't going to end well.
No, if you keep this up.
And oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're not,
I'm not
dumb.
Talking about, I'm not talking about him.
What?
Nothing. The Xfinity X1 delivers the simplest, most complete way to access and experience all of your entertainment on all of your screens. A lot of you working at home, you know this.
And with the X1 DVR, you can watch and record up to 6, count them, 6 shows. Plus, you can start watching in one room and finish in another. You can track multiple games at once, check the latest scores and standings, all while watching another show or game. X1 gives you easy access to apps right on your TV screen. You can check weather and traffic. You can watch Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, even YouTube. You can listen to music on Pandora, iHeartRadio, and more.
Yep. To get started, visit Xfinity.com for more details.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to have the audio grab bag here for you in just a moment. Also, Jack Webb warns us on how marijuana can lead to LSD. We've got something from the local beat for you. And then in about an hour, we're going to play that game, Where Am I, Haney, against our callers.
Oh, I love that game.
Yep. So we got Where Am I coming up in about 1 hour. No further updates on what's going on in Cape Coral. If the guy who's barricaded there has our number, he's free to call. I'll just get that out there.
Yeah. I mean, if you need a friend, we're here.
Yep. Grab bag.
And I promise
yes,
you.
Yes.
If you do call, I'll keep Stan off the frequency.
All right. All right.
Last time I checked, you weren't HRT certified.
I don't know that you are. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. Take out of all of their fine foods Tuesday through Sunday. Check their menu out on their website. See what's available for you. They're great. Pewter Mug. I don't know if you're like me, but Turner Classic Movies, since we're all locked in, has got a great one coming out. I think it's on tonight. Well, they'll be showing it quite a bit. Here's the, I guess, the preview for Turner Classic Movies, and it's coming out tonight.
Yeah,
I think.
Right on.
Here you go.
From Turner Classic Movies.
World is alive with the sound of mucus. Unlike any germ for a thousand years.
It's The Sound of Mucus. A classic family film updated for these challenging times, featuring such favorites as...
I am 6 feet, going on 7 feet, keeping my distance safe. Better be careful and COVID-awareful and try not to misbehave.
So Zoom video conference your whole family and enjoy a night at the movies.
Quarantine, stuck at home until Christmas. Neighbors gone, mow the lawn, no one's coming to visit.
Don't miss The Sound of Mucus from Turner Classic Movies.
Any resemblance between the sound of mucus and the sound of music is intentional, and they'll probably sue our ass off when the courts reopen.
There you go. I'm going to be tuning in.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah. The sound of mucus. Oh, it's a big day. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced that he's going to be reopening a bunch of stuff on Friday. And here's a little preview. Georgia's grand reopening.
America, beginning Friday, it's the re-grand opening of Georgia. We're bringing back working out, bowling, and massages. You gotta be strong to fight the coronavirus, so we're opening the gyms because everyone always wipes down the equipment after they use it. Bowling? Right after riding lawnmower races. It's practically Georgia's national pastime. And is there anything more sanitary than a bowling alley? I don't think so. And with massages, we're going to rub out the corona. To be honest, we're still working on the social distancing part of that. Will Georgia's grand reopening result in a happy ending? It will for some, I'm here to tell you. It's Georgia's grand reopening this Friday.
Georgia, at least we're not Florida.
Congratulations,
and you,
Georgia.
And you never will be, Georgia.
So, today, there's a few things going on today. One is Administrative Professionals Day. Now, some of you older people might not know what do you mean, Administrative Professionals Day.
We know what you're talking about.
I got a movie to show you. Rob, hit the lights.
This is Janet. She's a secretary. She's wearing a two-piece wiggle dress with bolero jacket, pantyhose, and high heel pumps. Janet is typing the day's schedule on her Smith Corona typewriter. Ooh, here's her boss, Mr. Johnson. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. She walks in. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet she's going to have to work late. He wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise, if you know what I mean.
Okay, all right. Turn the lights back on. Yeah, we used to call it Secretary's Day.
You know, it was a simpler time.
It sure was. Yeah.
In those days, a man didn't have to look far for his second wife.
Yep, right in the other office.
And she's so devoted to him.
Yep, take care of all of his needs.
Yep.
All of them.
She knows what he goes through.
Yep. Today's another day, and it's a big anniversary. Today is Earth Day. Comes in the midst of our pandemic, but it's Earth Day. And it's the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. Earth Day started 50 years ago on April 22nd, 1970.
We were just too young to stop it at the time.
Of course. And here's how Walter Cronkite told us about it. We didn't know what Earth Day was 50 years ago.
Well, a unique day in American history, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, a day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in the common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty. The fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. The gravity of the message of Earth Day came through. Act or die.
Well, at least we could see it.
Well, and also at that time, we weren't worried about global warming. We were worried about the next ice age.
People might think that Haney's nuts in saying that. That's the truth. We used to go and...
If we keep going at the rate we're going, we're going to enter a new ice age.
Your Time magazine, your Newsweeks used to do big exposés.
National Geographic.
The coming ice age.
See, that's the problem. When you live long enough and you're constantly fed the BS, and over time you just start going, they're lying.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
Yes. The Ice Age. Rob, did you find the Time magazine cover about the upcoming Ice Age?
Yes, from 1977. It said, how to survive the coming Ice Age. It had a big penguin on it.
Yep, because we were all going to freeze to death. You know, and then they changed their mind.
And then there's a side-by-side of a 2008 article or cover of Time where it says, how to win the war on global warming.
Yep, nobody knows.
Yep. See, at first... polar bears were the bad guys because we're going to be overrun with penguins and polar bears.
Yep.
and now we're supposed to feel sorry for him. Make up your mind.
Come on, America.
All right, well, I think America is waking up to all the commie nonsense.
This is unbelievable. You want to talk about de Blasio asking people
although,
to
you
narc?
Know, I'm sorry to interrupt. Although I do have to say, have you seen the pictures of Venice, Italy?
What about them?
It looks beautiful.
Oh, no. The canals in Venice actually had live fish back in them.
They've had dolphins in the canals,
yep.
Swans, jellyfish, and it looks like Keys water.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's their sewer system.
Yeah, they did point that out. You know, we don't have sewers in this town.
It's just dumped in there, and nobody... It looks beautiful right there now. All your photographers from around the world want to get a picture of this because you're not going to see it again.
Well, you've told me for years, don't bother going to Italy. Everything's filthy.
Yeah.
And I see these pictures, and if it looked like that all the time, I'd want to go there.
Yeah, you'd want to go there until you walked into the buildings and... took a look at the condition of things, but it makes it a lot better. I don't deny it. It makes it look a lot better.
If I'm taking a gondola ride and there's dolphins hopping around,
yeah,
and I can see the bottom, wow.
What will we stoop to next? Dateline, Ohio. Cops in Ohio busted up a bunch of Amish kids who were throwing a big party in a barn over the weekend.
Oh, Rumspringa.
Apparently, you know, somebody blabbed, said, hey, you want to go check out the Amish, who mine their own beeswax.
And they're only allowed to do that, like, once in their lives.
Yep.
Let them alone.
Get ready. We're going to call 911, get these Amish kids, bust them up. There you go.
They're allowed to party one time.
Sheriff's Dispatch, Jevons.
There's a bunch of Amish people over on Plettysburg Road.
And when we got there, there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. There was one that was too intoxicated to run, had to be transported by ambulance.
Those folks are all placing themselves at risk. I'm glad that the sheriff's office was there to do something about it, to intervene and to put them on their way. These are your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, and so we all need to do what we need to do to protect them as well as ourselves.
They're Amish kids. They leave you alone.
Yeah, and Rumspringa.
It's big
they're
for
only,
them.
That is like all of your best times in high school and college rolled into like a couple of days. Let them have that.
Yep.
They'll never do it again.
Isn't
that the purpose of law enforcement?
Yes.
Is to make sure it never happens again?
Yep.
Well, you don't have to do anything with them because it won't.
It's not going
to
happen again. I realize it's a slip of the tongue, but when you say it on national television, it doesn't go over too well. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, so adamant about wanting to open up Texas because they've all been sheltering. He's actually said, and you're going to hear it, in his bid to get the state open, the lieutenant governor said, there are more important things than living.
In Texas, we have 29 million people. We've lost 495, and every life is valuable. But 500 people out of 29 million, and we're locked down, and we're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing this country. There are more important things than living.
Okay. I know it was a slip up. I know what you meant, Lieutenant Governor.
Jeez. You know what? I'll put Dan Patrick and a lifetime of his bloopers up against 17 minutes of Joe Biden.
Don't. If I could only get through about 10. You know what? Everybody loves Tom Hanks. He caught the corona early, recovered from it. social distanced hosting Saturday Night Live. You got to know that as a celebrity, Tom Hanks wants to be first. And he's going to be Tom Hanks announcing to everybody that he and his wife, Rita Wilson, they're going to be donating their plasma to save lives, get those antibodies.
We just found out that we do carry the antibodies. We have not only been approached, we have said, do you want our blood? Can we give plasma? And in fact, we will be giving it now to the places that hope to work on what I would like to call the Hank scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't he a card?
Thank you, Tom Hanks. You're single-handedly saving the world. Tom Hanks, everybody. All right.
Well, he was our canary in the coal mine.
He sure was. Grab bag.
And you know what I don't appreciate?
What?
Tom Hanks is kind of hip to the fact that he is the Hollywood liberal elite, but he understands, based on the tone of his work, that a lot of people aren't aware of his political leanings, and they admire him because he's played a lot of American heroes.
Yes, he has. And he's, for the most part, kept those his feelings, personal feelings, out of the media, as any good Hollywood actor should do.
But his wife, on the other hand,
Rita
is
Wilson.
a little more vocal. And I don't think I would have the nerve to do this. But, you know, they were in Australia when they were diagnosed. And the Australians made sure that both of them got the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
They are now cured of the virus. And she is going around bad-mouthing that drug because, well, that's what liberals do. Even though it cured her, she goes, oh, my stomach hurt bad. Are you clear of the virus? Did
yes.
it work?
Yes.
Well, yes, but I wouldn't want people taking this.
Well, you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying that hydroxychloroquine is a game changer. There was another new study done. I saw Dr. Oz this morning, who was a big proponent of it. Saw Dr. Oz this morning saying the new study shows you give this stuff and that stuff alone to older people, they don't necessarily get well. There's another study showing that. And they
well,
still gotta test
it's not that alone. It's that in conjunction with a Z-Pak.
A Z-Pak and zinc.
Yeah.
Throw that in. I take zinc every day, so I'm good. We're going to...
I just don't understand that, to hate an individual, in this case the president so much,
okay.
that you somehow turn that around and go after a medicine that's totally indifferent to politics.
Remember,
I don't get it.
We're apolitical.
Well, that's kind of my point.
I know.
The drug should be apolitical.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have an emotional response to a drug.
And I don't. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about another drug. Called LSD, and if you're, according to Jack Webb, if you're doing marijuana, you're gonna do LSD, and don't compare it to alcohol. That burns off.
And then the next thing you know, you're on your way to see Eddie Money.
Yep.
Virus pandemic.
Where is it? Where is it?
Yeah. Let's go. We dropped a hit of acid.
What?
Never mind. You caught him off guard. Don't worry about it. We'll be back.
What the?
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday afternoon. Update on the situation in Cape Coral. Haney, well, I think your talk went on deaf ears. because the person barricaded in the Cape Coral home was, in fact, a woman. Let me see.
Oh, well, of course, then. I would have done a whole different talk.
Yep. But, yeah, this was, here's what we got. This is from Wink TV News. Police, woman in custody after barricading herself inside Cape Coral home. The Cape Coral Police Department has taken a woman into custody after she reportedly barricaded herself inside her home Wednesday morning. Police responded to the call of shots fired in the 1300 block of Southeast 45th Street around 12:30 lunchtime today. Police on the scene confirmed the call was in relation to a barricaded person near Cape Elementary. By the way, the school lunch distribution up there at Cape Elementary ended early due to the incident. Thank you, ma'am. More than 25 police cars as well as SWAT were on the scene, and there is no information at this time on the suspect. There's no information been released on her.
So all we know is that she was taken into custody. We don't know how.
Correct. But it was your talk, and it fell on deaf ears. I don't even think she was probably tuning in.
I mean, there's a chance. But
not like if we were dealing with a guy up in Cape Coral.
No, I would have never been dispatched for that. You need a woman for that.
Yep. We'd find somebody. Well, there's nobody here. Oh, well, the police got her. Jack.
I'd have to, you know, like put Karen on the phone or something.
Yes. Jack Webb played Sergeant Joe Friday on Dragnet in the late 60s and early 70s. And every episode had a message. Well, he had a message to those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about alcohol, Daddy-O?
Yeah. He had a message to those people about marijuana smokers, alcohol, and marijuana, jumping right to the heavy stuff, LSD. Here's Jack Webb's lecture of the day.
I'll tell you what I know. I know that, in fact, too many kids that begin with pot end up with heroin, then on to LSD. I know that if you drink, you suffer a loss of judgment, if you drink to excess. But I also know that judgment returns when you sober up. I know, and so do you, when you flip out on an acid trip, you never know when you're going to slip out again. We've had time now to see and study the effects of LSD. People who haven't had a dose in weeks sail out on another trip. They never know when. The minute they drop one acid capsule or ingest it in any way, they bought the farm. They've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And to my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb.
Right on.
So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money. He'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not.
Yeah.
There's that mind expansion slop.
You know, give that lecture, then you gotta throw a little sitar in there to let you know it's mod.
You know, you don't hear too much about that anymore.
No, you don't. You don't.
Flashbacks.
Yep.
Did they ever happen?
Oh, that's it. It remember my buddy Biff?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, he had them.
Really?
Yeah, and there's an awful lot written about him about having flashbacks. You go right back on another trip, baby.
And that's real.
Yeah.
Well, what your buddy Biff, what happened to him? I mean,
he'd trip again. Things would move. The colors would be brighter.
Based on something that he did how long ago?
Years ago. It could happen. You know who else said, in his book was called I, Me, Mine. George Harrison wrote it in the 80s, The Beatle. And he talked about it. He used to do a lot of it back in the 60s and said he'd have flashbacks.
So what? They just start seeing the clockwork elves again?
I guess so. I don't know. That's look. That's their bag.
I could never understand that one.
Me neither. Again, I don't want to understand it.
Yeah, it seemed like you know, that was a bridge too far.
Yep. Here's a bridge too far. Father and son.
You know, father and son.
Yeah.
And 18 cans of Busch Light.
Yeah. This is our local beat this afternoon.
It was an accident.
Yep. Well, was it?
Or
Dateline Punta Gorda.
Somebody needs to speak to the old man about talking to the TV news.
Yep. Dateline Punta Gorda.
Now, can you hear that?
Yes, it's fine. It's perfect.
All right.
Dateline Punta Gorda, Florida. A 72-year-old father said he shot his own son because he had it coming. Father and son were bonding at home on Allen Boulevard in Punta Gorda Saturday, and things didn't go as planned. You see, Larry Clyatt Sr. and his son, Larry Clyatt Jr., were drinking and talking about the coronavirus. You know, what else are you going to do, right? You're sitting at home, you're drinking, let's talk corona.
I wonder how many times the word government was used in that conversation.
Looking at the old man, several times. I'll just refer to them as senior and junior from now on. Senior feared thieves might use this pandemic to break into his home. So he thought it would be a good idea to pull out his pistol. And while he was at it with his son, Junior, let's clean it. A few beers. Talking Corona. Fearing and that people are going to break into his home. Let's clean the gun.
And I have got to give NBC2 credit. Whoever shot the video, the B-roll.
Yeah.
They were perfect because they managed to get a shot inside the refrigerator of a couple of Busch Light cans, and some of them were standing straight, some were sideways. It was beautiful.
Must have been on special. Junior didn't want Senior to clean the gun for the logical reason, hey, Pa, we've both been drinking. The two began arguing about that fact and wrestled for the gun. Then Senior put a bullet in his son's hip. decided wrestling around, put a bullet in his son's hip.
So they're wrestling around, you know, it was an accident, could have happened to anybody, right?
Right, well, that's at first. And they're wrestling around, bullet goes into Junior's hip. When deputies showed up to arrest Senior, he first said it was an accident and thought the gun wasn't loaded. Then, while talking to the TV news...
And incidentally, Junior from the hospital confirmed it was an accident.
Well, when Senior was talking to the TV news, NBC2 in particular, he said his son provoked him and he had it coming. Senior allegedly told deputies his son deserved it and he meant to shoot him right there in the hip.
So he told him it was an accident and then kept talking and then decided that it would be a good idea to tell the police he meant to do it.
And the TV news.
Well, the TV news is a different story. So he told deputies it was an accident and they left.
Yes, in the article it says he told TV news and then he
alleged... And then the TV news came back.
Yeah, and then he allegedly told deputies, quote, his son deserved it and he meant to shoot him. Junior was taken to the hospital and Junior did not want to press charges on his dad for the shooting, the bullet.
Junior is, he's sticking to his story.
Yeah. That doesn't matter for Pa, Senior. He's facing a charge for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon.
So, which he wouldn't be if he'd kept his mouth shut like Junior.
Yep.
Instead, he wanted to look good on the local TV news.
Oh, Haney? We are getting texts on the Absolute Law text line of people that have had LSD flashbacks.
I always thought that was fake.
Absolute Law text line. Guys, acid flashbacks usually consist of almost like looking through a kaleidoscope. But only when it's dark or your eyes are closed, you can go and see the kaleidoscope.
Well, I see that without acid.
Another texter calls in or texts in, and I don't know if I got time for it. Ahoy, fellas. I heard you talking about flashbacks. I had a flashback once. If you want to get a hold of me, I'll be glad to come on the air and talk about my flashback.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
No.
Come on, man.
I don't want to have to talk about any flashbacks.
I'm fascinated by that.
I'm not. I take that back. I find it is amazing that you could do something decades ago and still see the kaleidoscope. But as they say, Haney, and you know this, trip is different.
Yeah, but I thought they did that to just scare people. That's frightening that it's real.
I knew that back in college when the professors were talking about that stuff.
No, I mean, I knew it, and I knew professors would say things like that, but
it's real.
Guess I don't know enough people that dropped acid to know about
Although
it.
The one I do know said, yeah, I have them. But I was with him when he was well into his late 50s and decided to do it again.
Oh.
I don't know if I ever... I can tell you this story in 1 minute. You remember the Everglades Seafood Festival?
Oh, when we were in the helicopter?
That day, we were in the helicopter. Yes, you and I were in the helicopter. But we were down there. We used to do. Go down there for the radio station and go down there on our own time. But we were down there for the radio station, and my pal Biff, he drove down with me, and so we were there doing this. This was in the 90s, mid 90s maybe, and we were. And you know, it's a little bit of a drive from Everglades City back up to Fort Myers, Naples.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we're driving in my car, and he starts talking gibberish and talking about all the colors he's seeing. Now, he's having a good trip, and I'm like, what's going on with you? And he wouldn't tell me until we were about three-quarters of the way, and he was in la-la land, and he said he knew one of the guys out there, and they gave him some. And I remember I dropped him off at his house, and his wife called me when I got home just berating me, why did you let him do this? And I said, I had no idea he did it. But yeah, he was doing that into his late 50s.
Well, that was extremely poor judgment. Now, I've never done that. I never will. But if I was going to, you would be the last person I would want to be around like that.
Yep. Yep. He was having a grand old time. I guess the road was moving in all different directions. He was seeing mountains. The clouds turned into mountains. And
God, I remember that day. What a great day.
It was a great day. Except, well, the drive home was interesting.
Well, a drive home is never fun. But what I will always remember about that day, and I don't know if you remember it, but when we were getting into the helicopter, I did not even think about it, but I was carrying my beer with me.
I know.
And I wasn't, like, trying to be intentionally rude. I just had it in my hand and started walking towards the helicopter. And they're like, you can't bring that in a helicopter. Then the pilot yells at him, Mr. Haney can bring that beer wherever he wants.
Yeah, and I think the pilot was, he flew in NAM.
Yeah, and he told us all about it. It was awesome.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play another edition of Where Am I? Clues. You and Haney go head to head. First one to get the correct answer of Where Am I? Well, the listener's going to win a prize. You don't get it.
Once again, you set me up to be the bad guy.
You got to play the game straight. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Wednesday afternoon, you are about 20 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word and a chance at $500 in cash. You're just going to have to be waiting for the safe word at 4 o'clock when you hear it. Enter it at 96.
Is it safe?
It is. It for one lucky person, it's going to be safe. Enter it at 96krock.com, the K-Rock app. Text the safe word to 45911. That'll happen at the top of the hour. Also, just by entering on the website or the mobile app, you could be eligible to win the grand prize of $10,000. That in about 20 minutes, half hour away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, and your emails. Haney, you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am prepared.
All right. This is something that we've been doing for the past couple of weeks.
It's going to be where am I or what am I or
today,
who am I?
Today it is where am I? Where am I? I'm going to give you a location with clues, and we'll get somebody on the line with you, Haney, and I will begin to read off clues. The first person who thinks they know the answer, either you, Haney, or the caller, could just blurt out the answer. Now, if you're wrong, you're not eliminated, but your opponent will get a shot at it as well, and we'll keep giving clues until somebody gets it.
We're looking for locations.
Yes, today it's Where Am I? Up for grabs, we have $50 to the pewter mug. We have Stan and Haney Babaku Saw. We have $40 towards a round of golf at Eagle Ridge Golf Club. We have K-Rock rain ponchos. Very important now that we're heading into rainy season. You just keep that in the glove box or in the center console. And when you have to go get groceries or run to the store or go somewhere, suddenly it's raining, you've got yourself covered. We've got Stan and Haney autographed T-shirts if you'd like. And thanks to our friends at BC Wholesale in Cape Coral, we have clear biker goggles. They're the ones, they look like sunglasses. They're clear, but it seals around your eyes so that you're not going to get any bugs or any debris in your eyes while you're out and about. Also good with what we're going through now, keep things out of your eyes. And they're clear and very comfortable. Rob, earlier in the week, modeled them. They're very handsome. So there you go.
Even on Rob.
Even on Rob, yes. Let's play Stan's Where Am I? Thank you, Haney.
Now, do you like that, or would you rather have like a samba?
No,
or
that's perfectly good. 277-9600. We'll take callers one at a time to guess Where Am I? Phone lines are now released. You're free to call now. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mike.
Mike, say hi to Haney, because
Haney.
You two are going to go against each other.
Mike, okay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
You're sheltering at home, or are you able to go out and about, buddy?
90% sheltering.
I hear you.
Over 65, you know.
Oh, be careful.
That's right.
But no symptoms, right?
No.
Okay, good man. We're going to play Where Am I? If you think you know where I am or where it is, just shout it out.
Okay.
First one that I hear, and if there any event of a tie, Rob will go to the WAVE file and see whose name popped up there first. Oh, and by the way, Rob, do we have a buzzer or anything? There we go. That's it. There. All right, here we go.
I have a feeling Mike is going to do pretty good. He sounds like he's got good common sense.
All right, here we go. First clue for both of you. I'm a body of water.
Gulf of Mexico.
That is incorrect. Buzz him. Mike,
well-oiled machine.
Mike, the clue, I'm a body of water. Do you want a free shot at it? It's not going to cost you anything.
Of course. Lake Okeechobee.
Incorrect. Clue number two. I began to form during the Jurassic period.
Mediterranean Sea.
That is incorrect, Amy. Mike, you got another free shot at it.
All right, Atlantic Ocean.
You are absolutely correct.
All right.
It is the Atlantic Ocean. The other clues. This is why you don't know how long you have to wait until you shout out an answer, because you might be wrong. Two clues, you got it. The other clues, I make up 20% of the Earth's surface area. The equator divides me into two. I'm the second largest ocean in the world. Lindbergh flew over me, and they go on and on and on. But you are absolutely right. The Atlantic Ocean. What would you like?
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. And
I knew he'd get it.
Yep. He's sharp. And that was our last pewter mug until May 1st. I'm sad to say people love the pewter mug, and I don't blame them. And they're open. They're doing takeout. And you can get takeout from the pewter mug Tuesday through Sunday. 277-9600. Let's go to another contestant, Haney. Ahoy, who's this?
Don.
What's your first name?
Don.
Don?
Todd,
T-O-D-D. Todd. All right, Todd. How are you?
All right, yourself?
I'm doing good. Say hi to Haney. He's going to challenge you.
Hey, Haney.
Hey, Todd.
All right, here we go. Let me get. I got a little frog in my throat. Let me get a little drink of something.
What are you drinking?
Brisk tea.
Brewed or?
It's in the bottle. I had a terrible situation earlier. I had one of my Canada Dry with orangeade.
Yeah.
There was a pinhole in it that I didn't recognize. And started spraying everywhere, so I had to toss it and get something out of the machine.
That is a bona fide tragedy.
Yep. All right, Todd, you ready?
Yes, sir.
If you know the answer, shout it out. First clue, I am a country. I hear everyone, nothing. Did you say something, Todd?
I can just blurt it out, right?
You can blurt it out if you want, but if you get it wrong, I mean, I got a bunch of clues. But if you think you know what it is because I said I'm a country, you can blurt it out if you want.
No.
Or you can wait for another clue or three clues. All right, here we go. I am the third largest nation on my continent. My capital is one of the largest cities in the world. The Olympic Games have been held in my capital city.
Brazil?
That is incorrect. Todd, you get a free shot at it.
Norway.
Incorrect. I have a wave named after me. The Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico border me.
Mexico?
You are absolutely correct, Haney. It is Mexico. Sorry, Todd.
Where does the wave come into it?
I don't know. Are you all right over there, Rob? Everything okay?
Yeah, I meant to hit the prices
right. Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I don't know anything about it. I have a wave named after me. Border issues are contentious subjects with my neighbor. Tourists like to visit my beaches. I am the most northern of all Latin America lands. Mexico. Nice job, Haney. 277-9600. Where am I? Where am I? I'm gonna do this one. Where am I? This 277-9600. These phones are really not working properly. Ahoy, who's this? Okay, here we go. What the? Whenever you guys, here we go. Ahoy, who's this?
Travis.
Travis, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you know the answer, shout it out. If you're wrong, your opponent will get a free shot at it.
All right.
Travis and Haney, here we go. Where am I? I'm a famous structure.
Eiffel Tower.
Incorrect. Incorrect. You don't have a guess, do you, yet, Travis?
Statue of Liberty.
Incorrect. Next clue. I'm in Asia.
Great Wall of China.
Incorrect. There's a ton of clues. Travis, you got a guess? I'm a famous structure, and I'm in Asia. No guess. Yeah. All right. Shocking conditions were endured while making me. Anybody? Shocking conditions were endured by while making me. Nothing there, Travis? Nothing coming home yet, buddy?
No,
all
not
right.
Sure.
All right, here we go. I am in Thailand.
Patronus Towers?
Incorrect. Travis, anything?
No, that's in Malaysia anyway.
I'm lost.
All right. Here we go. More. I was destroyed.
Angkor Wat.
What?
Angkor Wat.
Oh. And Travis didn't have a answer the last time, so I'll finish the clue if it's okay. I was destroyed during the war. But was rebuilt.
Emerald China.
Incorrect. And you know, I say, where am I? Keep in mind, I guess with this one, it's more of a thing than an actual land. But it's still in the category of where am I? Haney, you want to guess? He just shouted out something. I don't know what he said.
I don't know. I tuned out the last clue.
I was destroyed. I was destroyed during the war, but was rebuilt.
So, this is a structure?
Yeah, it's a structure. That was the first clue. I am a famous structure. I am still in use today. Not yet.
Three Gorges Dam?
No, that's incorrect, Haney. Travis, what'd you have to say, buddy?
Wapo.
No. No. The Japanese oversaw my construction. Wow. Nothing yet. This should be the game changer right here. I was portrayed in a 1957 Oscar-winning movie. Nothing, Haney?
Oh, man.
No.
Nope.
Where am I with the initials B over the RK?
Bridge over the River Kwai.
There you go, Haney. Sorry there, Travis. I thought for sure he would get that sooner. We're just talking
about. Yeah, but I mean, other than the movie, I wouldn't think of it being that famous a structure.
Famous structure. I'm in Asia. Shocking conditions were endured while making me. I was built by
Was tough.
I was built by Allied prisoners of war. The Japanese oversaw my construction. I'm in Thailand.
You didn't say Allied prisoners of war.
I most certainly did.
No, you said Japanese oversaw.
Yeah, and that was another clue, but you were tuning out.
That's true.
All right, I'm going to give one more shot at this. One more shot. Another clue of where am I. Ahoy, who's this?
Becky.
Jackie?
No, Becky.
Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
All right, you ready to play, Becky?
Sure.
All right, Haney's going to try to beat you here. I am a U.S. state. Only Alaska and Texas are bigger than me.
California?
You are absolutely right, Haney. California. Sorry, Becky. Yeah, I have a bear on my state flag. The mamas and papas dreamed of me. The Beach Boys sang about my girls. The Eagles sang about a hotel here. I am the movie capital of the U.S. Very good, Haney. We got time for one more. No, I don't want to do that one. I don't want to do that one. All right, I'll try this one. 277-9600. Where am I? Where am I? Phones have to recycle. They all canceled themselves out. And now they're coming back on again. They go out in phases.
Well, it's because it's not designed to have that many people calling at once.
All right, let's try. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, you ready?
Sure.
All right, say hi to Haney.
What's up, Haney?
All right. This is...
Hey, John.
Where
he's friendly, isn't he?
No, he said it. He's just preoccupied. Either he's smoking... Or he's looking at a magazine or something.
Or both.
No, I was actually texting my nephew. It's his birthday.
Okay, we're going to go to a break in 3 minutes.
Well, he doesn't know that.
He should know what you do for a living. Sorry about that.
Well, see, I texted him during the last break, and he had to get back
to
me.
Well, that's fine. Then you can wait a couple of 3 minutes.
But the phone vibrated.
Here we go. What's your first name again, buddy?
John.
John, okay, John. Where am I? I'm a small country. I'm in Asia. My emblem is the cedar.
Nepal?
No. Haney? Yes, Haney?
Huh. Malaysia?
No. I have been a trade center for 4,000 years.
And this is a country?
Yes, a small country.
In Asia.
It's I'm in Asia. Technically in Asia. Technically.
Turkey.
Good guess. Incorrect. Haney, do you want another clue?
Sure.
No, I'm talking to Haney.
Oh.
Haney, I got my independence from France in 1943.
Vietnam.
Incorrect.
Morocco.
Incorrect. My people are an equal mix of Christians and Muslims.
Is it Lebanon?
It is Lebanon. Yes.
That's not Asia.
It's in Asia. Wow.
It's what it says. I'm in
Asia.
That
is not. No, it's not.
I believe there, although you say the Middle East, I think it's still the continent of Asia. The continent
of
Asia.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at it right here.
It's right by Israel. Is Israel in Asia?
I don't know, but it says I'm in Asia.
No, it's not. If you hadn't said Asia, as soon as you said cedar, I would have said Lebanon.
Let me see. I'm going to look right now. And I got like a minute and a half to do this.
It's south of Turkey.
Look, I'm going to check right now. Is Lebanon in Asia?
Because you say Asian, I immediately think, you know, racially, and Lebanese people are not Asian.
Let's see. The Middle Eastern country of Lebanon is located in the western portion of the continent of Asia. Thank you.
But that's misleading.
Well, it is not. It's a fact. That's what we're dealing with. Facts.
Tokyo is in Asia.
Stay by your... And so isn't Lebanon.
You're right. So isn't Lebanon.
Yep. So is Lebanon. Stand by your radio, because you gotta...
I call BS.
I'm looking at it. I even looked it up online. It's for real.
I think you're an ignoramus.
We'll be back, Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. You still have about 3 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. That word being luxury. L-U-X-U-R-Y. Luxury. Enter that word right now at 96krock.com on the K-Rock app, or text the safe word luxury to 45911. You still have about 2.5 minutes to do it to be eligible for our company-wide $500. They'll let you know. They'll call you if you're the one. And if you do the website or the mobile app, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000.
I think $500 would buy you one night of semi-luxury.
Yeah, it would. And you know where we'd go to do that?
Yep.
And
we'd invest it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, try to parlay.
Yeah, we would invest it in the way that our retirement specialist has advised us to.
Gamble.
Look, the state you guys are in, the best advice I can give you is put it on black.
Yep. He'll preface that by saying, guys, this is off the record. Because I can't tell you to do this as a professional,
but as your friend, it's all rigged, and the casino would be kinder.
We've been told that more than once. All right, let's get you updated.
If you don't believe that it is all rigged, oil is negative in value.
Oh, it's up 19% today, Haney.
19% from nothing, so that means it's only at negative 15.
Yeah. All right. Traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails.
You see, they would have you believe that they would have to pay people to take their oil, yet when you go to the gas station, you don't get that deal.
No, you don't. Hey, everybody, gas is free today. That doesn't happen.
Yep, we're going to have to start paying you to fill up your tank. No, that's not how things work for normal people.
Back in the olden days, they used to give you premiums, though, Haney. You could get a glass or a mug or some kind of premium.
Yeah, I love my Larry Little Slurpee cup.
There you go. The premiums. Let's get you updated.
You got a whole set of glassware, New York Giants, didn't you?
Yeah, you used to get those. They for an 8-gallon fill-up. And gas then was about 40 cents a gallon. A couple of things on the board. Both of them in Fort Myers. A crash, 14,000 block of Metro Parkway, right by the Speedway. And then we got a crash, Fort Myers. Metro Parkway and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
I don't know if America is ready for this or not, but they have discovered a new sexual orientation.
Oh, come on. Aren't there a bunch of them now?
Yes, but you have to ask yourself, are you a Cuomo-sexual?
Ah, a Cuomo-sexual.
We'll explain.
In less than an hour.
To the extent that it can be explained.
Correct.
You know, many of you young fellas dream about hooking up and possibly even marrying a supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think you want this, but you have no idea what it's like to be with a truly high-maintenance woman. We will attempt to educate you.
It's not what you think.
Now, the vision in your head,
yep.
Who could argue with that? But that's not reality, yep. Friend.
Get it out of there.
I feel so bad for these Amish kids.
I know it.
Police in Ohio bust a large, rowdy, drunken Amish party for violating the stay-at-home order. Yeah, you gotta let them off the hook.
I know, you gotta.
And finally, a woman's breast implants saved her from a gunshot. We'll tell you how. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I hate to do this. Rob, who's been sitting on hold there, and what do they want while we're in the middle of headlines and fluffer and all that?
We had a few callers call in who wanted to guess.
The game's over. Hold on, Haney. I apologize. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Jim.
Who is this?
Jim.
Jim, what do you want, Jim?
Oh, I just wanted to let you know.
Hold on, am I on a speakerphone?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. You're on the radio, Jim.
Luxury, the word.
What about the word? What about it? What about it? It's over with.
That's the word you were supposed to. Yeah, you were supposed to.
That's my life story.
Yeah, I hear you, pal.
He doesn't have a clue.
And no point in explaining.
There isn't any point in explaining.
I thought about it for a minute, and
yep, and it's no use. Explain it 500 times during the day. We have promos that run, and
the guy, he wasn't surprised he lost, so just let
yep,
it go.
Let it go. Laughter. I hope this is just as good. It's time for the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Well, today is Earth Day, and, well, it appears that we've dodged the Ice Age. With that in mind, we're pleased to bring you today's list of the
top
Earth Day fun facts.
Top Earth Day fun facts.
Hobbits completely ignore Earth Day Instead, they celebrate Middle Earth Day.
I get that.
Planting a tree in the backyard is a great way to observe Earth Day. It's a nice change of pace when you're used to only using a shovel for digging shallow graves. As it turns out, all we needed to reduce pollution was a good old-fashioned pandemic.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, hey.
New Hampshire leads the United States in renewable energy.
Ah.
And also upper middle-aged lesbians who live in communes.
I don't give a...
Hey!
Sound just like your mother.
Can you speak like an adult, please?
It's all right. I'm in a good mood.
I know you.
I can adapt and overcome that. 8-year-old boys don't giggle for Earth Day as much as they do for Uranus Day. Because Earth Day is now beyond 50, no one in Hollywood pays attention to it anymore.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, I needed to hear that.
Come down later for moose soup.
I can't. I'm shut in.
The average American generates 4.5 pounds of trash a day, which consists mostly of Bed Bath & Beyond mailers.
Relax, dude.
You should take advantage of that. It's 20% off at Bed Bath & Beyond.
And finally,
yes.
The very top Earth Day fun fact.
Yes, sir.
Picking up trash is a popular Earth Day activity.
Yeah, it is.
So if you see Tara Reid hitchhiking, be sure and give her a ride. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
If you would like to email us, you can do so at ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Can you say something corny like, and it's available 24 hours a day?
It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365. And you'll be glad you did, I guess.
That was the guy in Ocala, the old school radio guy.
Yeah.
He really wanted me to pump that about the internet. 24 hours a day.
Yep, you can get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and the internet's on.
Not
24 hours a day.
Not interested. Hey, stick pin, and Rob will not even have to look at where to put this stick pin. Colonia, New Jersey. And this is a special one. This is special because I want to give a big howdy-do here. We just wanted to drop a line from Colonia, New Jersey. We are enjoying listening to the show while we are quarantined at home. Keep it up. Signed, Caroline, Joe, and April. And I want to say a big howdy-do to my niece, April. She's 3 years old, Haney, and listens to the show.
Well, that's what we do. We raise the children.
Yep, we do, and I'm going to get into another email about that. So, hi, Caroline. Hi, Joe. And hi, April. 3 years old, and she's just beautiful.
Yeah, I bet she is, but you don't care about my nephew's birthday.
Look, that you were doing it, and you were texting him. Did you text him off the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Rob, did you know where Colonia, New Jersey was?
Is it spelled that way, Colonia?
It is spelled C-O-L-O-N-I-A, Colonia.
No, that's a different. There's a Cologne, New
no,
Jersey.
No, not Cologne.
And a Colonia. I not grew up near Cologne, not Colonia.
Colonia. So what exit was Cologne?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay.
That's where the Brute Factory is.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Speaking of raising the kids, this is our buddy, Scott, writing us. He always has something important to say, and so here we go. hey, guys. So I couldn't make it to North Korea. Something about a travel ban, and I guess the dear leader has fallen ill. Anyway,
fake news.
Yep. Anyway, I have noticed Haney going out of his way to take Rob Show, spelled S-E-A-U, under his wing. Maybe if things get too bad at Rob's current home, he can move in with Haney. This could benefit them both greatly. Rob would have nonstop access to the food his body desperately craves, and it would cut down drastically on his drive time to and from the studio. Now, obviously, there would be some shared custody issues with the baby needing to be kept at Haney's house for part of the week. But that would provide Haney with a face-to-face opportunity to use his charm on Rob's girlfriend during pickups and drop-offs. I continue here. I myself, along with Haney's own daughter, who by all accounts has done very well for herself, am a quality example of Haney's exceptional parenting skills. Hell, I'll even give them my WWE network information, if needed, for some good old male bonding time. I love you guys, Rob included, even though I've realized that from here on out, if I want to listen to his show, I need to do so with headphones on. Now, I've got a 4- and a 7-year-old running around yelling something about a sloppy purse to their mom, not quite understanding that it has nothing to do with the state of her actual pocketbook. signed, our buddy who we've raised, Scott.
Yeah, Scott, I know you mean well, and you got part of it right, but his wife and child will be moving in with me.
Oh, so they'll all be moving in.
Not Rob.
No. So Rob's not moving in with you. He can have his own place in Cape Coral, but his girlfriend and child will be moving in with you.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll be able to afford that place anymore. He might have to downsize, but...
I got the camper van.
Yeah, he's got the camper. Can I'll he put that outside your house?
No, absolutely not. The association wouldn't stand for it. But I would take him aside and go, hey, no, this has got to be tough for you, but let's remember, we're all a team.
Yeah.
And it's all about the boy.
Yeah, and we're in this together.
Yep. Now, it's going to be confusing for him, and when he starts calling me daddy, it may bother
Oh!
But, you know, let's catch up on that child support. I can only hold her back so long. I'm on your side, okay?
It sounds it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, how much change will there be when this virus is over? Well, here's what I think. Hit another Jesus in there.
Jesus.
Companies will stick with people working from home. They will realize that they can cut costs by doing that. There needs to be a huge office space that will be reduced. There may be restaurants that go with pickup and delivery only. I mean, even doctor visits can now be done via the computer. We are all finding out what can be done by computer. Whether that's a good thing or not, I guess time will tell. Hell, who knows? Maybe that's where Haney's future is at, working from home. But
yep,
I hope not.
This is the future.
You guys are the best. Signed?
Why would he be rooting against me?
He's rooting because he knows you need to be here.
Jesus.
We'll take a break.
I think Rob disagrees.
Rob doesn't want to talk to you right now.
You know what?
What?
I understand that, and yep. I respect that. It'll take time, but he'll get used to it.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
96 K-Rock.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday afternoon. So glad you're joining us here for the broadcast. Greatly appreciated. Going to tell you about how you can help a lot of people in need out simply by getting yourself a t-shirt. I'll give you the details on that in just a second. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. All right, taking a look at 4:40 in the afternoon, all clear at the moment. So that's a good thing. No accidents being reported. We'll have another update for you in about 30 minutes. I'll tell you about this t-shirt fundraiser thing. It's pretty good. 96K Rock helping to raise money for those who have been impacted by this coronavirus. Order a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt at welovewfl.com. And $10 from every shirt purchased gets donated to local people and organizations in need. Your donation will go towards assisting frontline workers, local restaurants, nonprofit relief organizations, and local food banks. So important. Get a We Love Southwest Florida t-shirt today. You go again to welovewfl.com, or you can go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app and order it that way. It's brought to you by High Def Printing and the Beasley Media Group. Always happy to take your phone calls, no matter what day of the week it is, what time. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Bob.
Ah, jeez. If it isn't the damn 90-dayer up there in North Fort Myers, what's going on, Bubba?
Look.
How many times you been here. In? How many times you been in rehab? I mean, forced rehab. Take the 60-day, 90-day program. How many times?
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
They tried to make me go to rehab, but I said, hell no.
All right, I get it. What do you want there, pal? Looky here. Will you stop with the looky here, please? What do you want?
I'm about to give you the opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, looky here, I'm all ears.
Yeah, you damn right, looky here.
The opportunity of a lifetime coming from you. Go ahead, what's my opportunity of a lifetime?
I'm giving you...
the opportunity of a lifetime.
The opportunity of a lifetime... You best start treating me with respect from here on out.
Really? Didn't I, about 30 years ago, treat you with a lot of respect when you came up at the remote we were doing and I gave you a t-shirt?
Yeah, you're too good to shake my hand.
I don't remember that. I have no problem. Although, you know, in this day and age, shaking hands isn't good, Bubba.
Well, back then it was.
Yeah, and I don't know that I turned away a handshake.
If that's great. That's something that's done is a show of respect between gentlemen.
Okay. So 30 years ago, I refused to shake your hand.
Yeah, but you know what? That's all water under the bridge.
Yep, it sure is, because you and I, we have an agreement. We appreciate each other and what each of us do. What do you want? Opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, it's not even fair, because I don't even think you know who you're talking to.
Oh, I know exactly who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the karaoke wizard down at the bar. I'm talking to the man who does cooking and stuff at the strip club and Does a barbecue out back?
Huh? Outdoor only. I'm not responsible for what goes on inside there.
I understand that. You have many, many, many lady friends, and you live in a trailer. I know everything about you, see?
Well, there's something you don't know.
What's that?
You happen to be talking to Southwest Florida's the greatest and latest entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur? What are you getting yourself involved in? And how is this supposed to be a great opportunity for me from you?
Well, I have recently opened several businesses.
How can you recently open several businesses? Businesses are closed.
Well, looky here.
Looky here.
Here's how it started.
Uh-huh.
There's this old boy that I served some time with quite some time ago, and he's got an Uncle Freddy up in Chillicothe.
Uh-huh.
That's how I was actually doing a time in Kentucky, but I met him, and then we're a couple of Ohio boys, and so we hit it off real good.
Oh, yeah. What happened in Kentucky?
But I think that's beside the point. It was a misunderstanding. And once the Fed got out of it and it went down to local prosecutor, then we could talk reasonably about it.
Okay.
But that's beside the point.
All right.
This old boy's got this Uncle Freddy, and he runs a chop shop.
Chop shop.
Pardon my French.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for me, huh?
He runs a car dealership in Chillicothe. You know, used. It's not nothing new.
Is it right? Yeah, I see him. There's a lot of used car lots, independent used car lots. I don't know if it's a chop shop.
He approached me via electronic mail.
Email.
Which I don't think counts the same because the post office don't touch it and that don't make it a federal matter.
Well, emails, too. You can't go and threaten somebody on an email or anything. That doesn't get you...
No threats, brother. He approached me with the opportunity to become the general manager of Freddy's Auto Emporium of Chillicothe of North Fort Myers.
So he's thinking about opening a branch in North Fort Myers based out of Chillicothe. He's opening a branch in North Fort Myers. This has got to be. How many places does he have? Does he have a lot of lots all over the country?
No, he just got the one place. And all I had to do was sweet talk my Aunt Sue.
Yes.
And she got property in North Fort Myers.
Yeah.
And so all I had to do was to put together a sign that said, "Coming soon, Freddy's Auto Emporium of Chillicothe of North Fort Myers!" Okay. Exclamation point.
All right, well, that's important, the exclamation point. So you got that sign up now.
Yeah, I even went the extra mile and I put up some streamers on the sign, too.
That's good. It's a nice added touch. How am I involved in this?
Well,
looky here.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
See, just between you and me and the lamppost.
Yeah, sure. That's all that's listening right now.
That car dealership ain't going to come to nothing but a sign out front that already got done.
Oh, okay.
And then he explained to me what was going on, and he said, "You roll with it if you can, brother." And see, the government right now, they just print money and handing it out to anybody.
What do you mean? People need the money right now. Yeah, they're printing money. Do you know what we're living through?
Well, I got a vague idea.
Are you self quarantining? Are you safe distancing from other people?
I'm a businessman. I don't have time for that. But I will admit, business at the bar is a little bit light.
The bar should be closed.
Oh, Jesus.
The bars there should be.
Yeah, bars are closed in the state of Florida, brother.
Bars in the state of Florida don't close for nothing. Charlie, Irma, we stayed open all of them.
The governor put it in order that bars had to be closed as part of non-essential. And also, to the best of my knowledge, that strip club that you barbecue at, are you smoking? Jesus. That strip club you barbecue at, that's also closed.
Why are you criticizing me for smoking? I'm just sitting here. I'm in a good mood. I'm just sitting here watching the sky turn Okeechobee purple, mother.
Hey! Now,
whatever you said about
you right
the
now?
Governor last time I checked, our commissioner of agriculture is a hippie chick named Nikki Fried who says you can do whatever you want.
You can't be open for business. The bar is slow. It's got to be really slow to your eyes. There should be nobody there. Are you serving? Are you singing and serving at the bar?
Oh, yeah. Well, normally we'd have, 50 people in there on a weekend. It's now down to probably 43.
Jeez. And the ladies are still coming into the strip club? Your stable of gals?
Nah, the strip club has closed down because they keep a close eye on that,
On what?
Well, they tried to stay open, but as soon as the cops see cars in the parking lot, they roll through there. So we tried having them park around the street at the church for a while, but they caught on to that pretty quick.
Okay.
But anyway, I found out from Miss Freddie that all you got to do is fill out a bunch of paperwork, and so I'm going to be opening up several strip clubs of my own. As far as the federal government is concerned.
Stop it. You're telling me that the property that you have that you got from your aunt?
Yeah, I do.
In North Fort Myers, which is supposed to be the used car lot, you're going to open strip clubs there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do all kinds of stuff there. It's going to be a big entertainment auto complex. And I already got the name picked out for the strip club. It's going to be a multi-level affair.
Uh-huh.
And you know what the name is going to be?
What?
The Dollhouse. That's V with about five E's at the end, so the real Dollhouse can't sue me.
Anyway, and how are you going to pull this all off? Are you telling me this is where I come into it?
Well, what Freddie said is to be safe that you ought to have what they call an entrepreneurship business plan.
Yeah.
And so what I said is that this is a strip club that caters to Oriental businessmen.
In North Fort Myers.
Right,
mm-hmm.
And that it's going to be safe for social distancing because it's just going to be a bunch of cubicles covered in plastic with a sex doll.
You can't do that.
We can safely accommodate up to 50 Asian businessmen, uh-huh. And they're all wrapped in plastic, and it's not a live girl, uh-huh. It's a doll. They can do whatever they want to it.
Uh-huh. And are these dolls going to be reused?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we'll have a janitor go through there.
you gotta clean the dolls, too.
Well, that'd be whoever I hire to clean up.
A janitor.
Yeah.
Yep. Where do I come in on this?
You know, we might cheat a little bit and put a sponge up there, but...
Where? Why are you calling me?
Well,
how do I play in this?
Well, I'm just trying to help, see.
You're looking for
because
money.
Because I have learned, I'm not looking for money. I got plenty of money.
Yeah, how much money you got? How much money?
The government comes through.
The government. So you're getting a government check, and that's it.
On paper, the applications that I sent out is for thousands upon thousands of dollars. Now, what I've learned in my brief time as an entrepreneur is that once you make your money,
yeah,
then you don't have to make any more, see? rich. Now what I'm going to start doing is seminars bragging on how rich I am and how I got that way, and you can be too.
Using a strip club for Asian businessmen with plastic love dolls.
Yeah, so I got to strike while the iron's hot because the government ain't going to hand out money forever. So you got to be on your game because you know what they say, the wise man.
Look, where do I come in on this? Why are you calling me and wanting to know that this is the biggest opportunity for me?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
The wise man says... God damn it.
Man, work your way out of this one.
The wise man knoweth not when the sun setteth.
How about the early bird catches the worm?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
For this all runs dry.
Yeah.
Now, where do I come in?
You're a piece of work. All you got to do is promote it on your radio show.
No, I'm not going to promote that.
Because I'm going to be at various local gas stations handing out forms, but it ain't for free.
Uh-huh.
Because it took effort to print them up, you know.
You know, you could get real girls there. How about your friend Nikki and Bambi and Mona and all your old gal friends? Why don't you get them involved in it? And their kids.
No, but I do have a new feature.
What's that?
I met these two college gals.
Yeah? Where'd you meet them?
Downtown.
Whereabouts?
One of them, I think, goes to the University of Illinois. And they're real frisky.
Yeah. Is there another one that's got purple highlights in her hair and a dice tattoo on her neck?
Oh, yeah. And you know, they just college kids. They don't know what they want to do with their life. And I said, you know what? I'll manage you. And from now on, Blondie, your name is Mary Kate. Nice, your name is Ashley. I'm gonna book them and have them run the circuit until Fort Myers gets tired of them. By then, they should be good and broke in. I'm gonna send them up to Tampa.
Jim, it's 3:30 in the morning where you are, but it's already noon here in Burgerglob, Yugoslavia, where little Nadia Komenich is preparing for her final floor exercise. Alex Van Diesel, do you think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today?
It sure is, Don. And you know, Don, the new leotards the girls are wearing this year are cut to ride so high on the buttocks and hips that this chilly air is finding a lot of exposed young flesh. Already I can see the little goosebumps have risen on the thighs of the young Romanian girl.
Alex, it looks like Nadia is ready to begin. She stands erect. Pert little chest thrust out, shoulders back, head held high. And she begins with a leap and a cabriole into a hurdle jump, followed by a flick-flack and a front handspring, then a step out into a chasse forward, and a perfect handstand. Ooh.
So far, Don, a flawless performance.
And now a stomach roll, a fish hop, a tinziger forward. Now two Mauer flip-flops, followed by a lunge into a tuck somersault and an Arab spring.
Don, did you notice how Nadia's stood out? Absolute perfection.
Boy, I'd like to f*** her.
Well, Don, I'm no Leslie, but...
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney... Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Mark Haney and the news just moments away. Of course, 6 o'clock, Rob's show will take over. And at 6, he will have the 6 o'clock safe word. Chance to pick up $500 in cash. Let's get you updated. All right, a few things on the board right now. We'll start in Fort Myers, where there is a disabled vehicle, 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, and two showing up in Lehigh Acres. First, a crash, Sunshine Boulevard South and 23rd Street Southwest. And the other one in Lehigh Acres, a crash, Navajo Avenue and Alabama Road South. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time, before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 22nd.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
Was perusing the news just before the show today, and I saw that... In India, in the Himalayan region, they discovered a brand new species of snake.
Ooh.
I don't know if species is the right word. Maybe a new variety.
All right.
Because it is a pit viper that they found, so I guess it's not a new species, but they'd never cataloged it before. And I don't see what the big deal is. It's all green, and it's got that diamond head on it. And the males have a streak of orange. But the point is, there are still things on the earth that that we don't know about. Which brings us to this. We all, of a certain age, remember a film called The Blue Lagoon.
Oh, yeah, that was with a very young Brooke Shields.
We may have seen it more than once.
Yes. Yeah, a few times. Especially in a very short period of time, too. I haven't seen it in years. But when it came out, I probably saw it 10, 12 times inside of a week and a half.
Yeah, it was that compelling. The plot was just, well, I don't remember what it was about, no. But it was awfully good.
Yep, very well shot.
Well, yeah, just the cinematography alone.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't alone. A scientist enjoyed watching that movie as well. And he actually discovered an entirely new species of iguana from watching the Blue Lagoon in 1980. He spotted it in the background and said, "What the hell is that?" And the next thing you know, everybody said, "Well, nobody knows. I think you got a winner." You and I enjoy visiting Key West on occasion.
Love going to Key West. Love it. I miss it. I want to go back.
And, of course, Key West, very proud of the fact that they are the southernmost town in the continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have to put continental in there. Because the town the furthest south of any town in the United States is Na'ahalu, Hawaii.
Close now, enough see, here, not there.
I'd be run out of town on a rail in Hawaii.
Yep. Well, we were told that. We had a chance at a gig in Hawaii, and the PD told Danny and I, it might not be for you. You really have to know the pronunciation of all the Hawaiian names and roads and all that
stuff.
Because if you mess it up.
Because they're racist.
They'll come after you. We're Howleys.
Yep. Which is our N-word, Stan.
Yeah. Come to think of it. Yeah, I don't appreciate being called a Howley.
But you know what? We just can't bring ourselves to be outraged, can we?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, well, that's kind of hurtful, but you know what? I'm not going to let it spoil my day.
Nope, not going to let it bring me down.
We told you this during the headlines. It's very disturbing, but there is a new term to be aware of in the ever-expanding realm of sexual orientation.
You brought this up during the headlines, and it sounds... it's. You know what? There are some creepy things, but this sounds really creepy.
Few people have gotten more attention during the pandemic than New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and his brother Fredo.
Yep, Fredo. Fredo Cuomo.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart.
Chris.
And I want respect.
Chris. Chris. Come on. You're important. You're an anchor on CNN, the most respected.
Yeah.
What's... Fredo.
His show is like, I remember they were going back and forth. His show is like Chris Cuomo something. It was like a time frame of Chris Cuomo, CNN's 24/7. And his brother looked at him and goes, you got a TV show, Fredo. Okay.
Mm-hmm, Fredo.
I'm governor 24/7. Okay.
Yeah. And then they filmed that whole fake thing of him emerging from the basement where he'd already admitted that several days earlier he was involved in an altercation. In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, Fredo's wife, Fredo. Christina, admits she has heard the term Cuomo-sexual used.
Fredo.
Saying, quote, I had someone send me a sweater that says Cuomo sexual and then a hat. Should we get masks made? Now, Fredo is not single.
No, he's not.
But Andrew is. And Christina says she's been getting tons of calls from ladies who are interested in her brother-in-law. She says, I've put together a wait list of women who'd like to go out with him, which is so cute.
Yeah. Andrew Cuomo, the governor?
That's what they say. I didn't know. Did he get divorced? Did she die?
Oh,
what
Rob,
happened?
Hold it. Rob is our resident Southwest Florida Cuomo expert. Rob,
Cuomo, is he a Cuomo-sexual?
I don't. What do we know?
I heard him on Howard Stern earlier this week, where he talked about being divorced. He is now single, living in the city.
Uh-huh. Our governor is single, living in the city. We all saw his nipples, right?
My God, what kind of a woman could divorce Andrew Cuomo?
I
the
know.
Raw sexuality.
Yeah, well, here, and you and I both know this, Haney. You know, all talk on the Democratic side. Could he be headed to the White House? Who wouldn't want to be the next First Lady? Well, I'll start dating Andrew Cuomo and his barbell nip piercings that I like to show through my shirt. And, you know, and who knows, you could be the next First Lady.
Well, Stan, I think we should all just take a moment here and towel down. In a moment.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks. With the chance for you to hit the money shot from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and win $500. Listen for the K-Rock Safe Word every other hour starting at 8 a.m. You then have until 15 after the hour to enter at 96krock.com, the K-Rock mobile app, or you can text the Safe Word to 45911. Plus, all web and app entries qualify for the $10,000 grand prize.
Yes, I'm so excited!
That is so awesome!
This is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Listen 7 times every weekday for the Safe Word and be one of our company-wide Money Shot winners.
The best station in the world. Thank you. I love you guys.
Check out all the money shot information at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague Mark Haney.
Bill, you know,
three
you
of them,
young
by the way.
Roger that.
10-4. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you for telling everybody about a Cuomo sexual. And ladies, you a chance at maybe becoming first lady one day.
Yeah, well, that's for the ladies. This is for the young bucks out there.
All right.
You know, the ones whose lives hadn't been destroyed yet.
You mean the life taken right out of them? Their heart yep. ripped out of their chest where they can actually hold it and watch it beating?
Yes, where the heart is ripped out of the chest, yeah. shown to the individual, then put into a microwave and cooked on high for 60 seconds, and then thrown into his face like a warm pie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hear you. I read you.
So, if you're at the stage of life where that hasn't happened yet, you probably dream of nailing and possibly even marrying a supermodel. These are dreams for someone who's never been with a woman of that status. For instance, perhaps a woman by the name of Chrissy Teigen might have caught your fancy. Of course, she's married to John Legend, and they're yep. both very fond of themselves.
Yes, they most certainly are.
Miss Teigen is what's known in the business as an extremely high-maintenance woman.
She looks it, too. She looks high-maintenance. Run you around in circles.
You know, you wonder if there's anything to the old fairy tales, because this is a woman who truly would look into a mirror and talk to it. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And it better be the right answer.
Yep, or all hell's going to break loose.
Consider this a public service announcement, gentlemen. Late Monday night, Chrissy Teigen actually took the time out to tweet this. Now, follow her logic, because this is what you'd be living with.
I wonder if John Legend really spends a whole lot of time with her. I bet you he's high maintenance, too, though.
Oh, yeah.
They've got
they probably share skin products and hair.
Yeah,
and all.
Yeah, and they have a full staff that's available to them 24/7 so that they mm-hmm. can get away from each other and have the needs taken care of.
She tells us, quote, "Just caught myself asking John to get up and heat me food.
Heat me food.
Yes. Then getting mad at him for missing part of the show we were watching while he was heating me food. It's not an easy job, his. John Legend immediately replied with, quote, "You're perfect."
Yeah. She wants to be pampered, Haney. She wants her pampering, and if her man, who by all intents and purposes is talented, he is talented, but she evidently is more talented and wants him to know, if you want to be with a somebody like this, I need to be pampered.
Now, gentlemen, both Stan and I, we understand the attraction.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the attraction is real, but it's the reality that's the problem.
Yeah.
What you're attracted to generally doesn't exist.
Yeah, what do you think? She's going to be waiting on you hand and foot at your beck and call?
You think, forget that. You think she's even going to give a good GD what you do?
Doesn't care. Doesn't care at all. It's all about her. And don't tell her no ever.
Yep. And you don't have friends anymore. You have her friends.
Yeah.
And you'd better not tease the gay ones.
No. Her friends and our friends, not his friends.
Now, I know for a fact, I can think of one high-maintenance woman that you've been with. I'll be kind and say just one.
Thank you.
And that turned into just a nightmare. I mean, it featured everything except for, a bunny boiling.
Pretty close. All right. And you know how that turned out? I finally said,
it was a nightmare.
This is a bunch of BS.
Yeah, I think you went beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, get out.
hear the sound of the deadbolt.
That was the only time that wasn't effective. Because you told her to get out, and it was like she didn't hear it.
No. Well, she probably 3 or 4 times. Then she hung outside the door thinking it was just a gag and the deadbolt would open up again, but it didn't.
Yeah, she lingered.
And then she told me that she left her key at my place to get into her place, and I told her, go find a friend that's got an extra key. I'll mail you this one.
It's called a locksmith.
Yeah.
This is a shame. On Saturday night, police in Huntsburg Township, Ohio, busted up a big Amish barn party.
Yeah, I still don't like this.
For violating the state's stay-at-home order. The county sheriff says, when we got there was a barn full of people. Some of them ran. They were too intoxicated to run. One person transported by ambulance. People at the party hit with various charges, including underage drinking, disorderly conduct, and violating the stay-at-home order. Now, having said that, these Amish kids, according to their way of life, they get a very brief period of time called Rumspringa, where they're allowed, under their religion, to do anything they want. But when that ends, they have to decide if they want to continue to be part of the community or if they want to be shunned permanently.
Yep. And they stick to themselves anyway. They don't want to. They horse and buggy. Come on. No electricity.
Most of them want to stay with their families.
Yeah, they're in a
barn. So this brief period of time is the only time that they're allowed to have a good time without being punished. And the sheriff took it away from them.
Yeah. That's a shame.
It sure is.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, doctors in Toronto published a case study in a medical journal regarding a 30-year-old woman who survived a gunshot all thanks to her ample breast implants.
Oh, we've heard stories like this before.
Doctors say she was randomly hit with a bullet on the streets of Toronto back in 2018. The bullet impacted her left implant, which prevented it from impacting her heart. The bullet deflected over to the right breast and hit it with enough force that it flipped the implant over.
So it's almost like back and to the left. The bullet
exactly.
Went back.
Back and to his left.
Now, I have a full diagram of this if you want to see it.
Yeah, they call it a magic bullet.
Yeah, I've worked on this for years.
People say it's impossible.
So eventually it got lodged in the woman's chest, but with the damage that it did do, you can imagine if it went straight to the heart.
Yeah.
Doctors say the bullet definitely would have killed her were it not for her implants. Instead, she only wound up with one fractured rib. And, of course, she had to get rid of her implants since they were both horribly mangled by the bullet.
Yeah.
You know, one flipped all the way over and, you know,
yeah.
You know, that was a mess.
But she's going to be okay.
And this is not the first time that's happened. There are at least four other documented cases of implants saving someone's life. But it is the first time an implant has actually deflected a bullet from lodging in a potentially fatal spot.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 22nd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you. Rob?
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney. Rob, somebody's been sitting on hold for the entire newscast.
Is it Gary?
No, it's a Cuomo-sexual, I believe.
Let me find out. Hold on, Haney. Excuse me. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Miles from Naples.
Miles from Naples. We're Stan and Haney. Hello.
Hello, Stan and Haney. Ahoy.
Ahoy. What can we do for you, buddy?
Well, just touching base on the Cuomo-sexual.
Okay.
Married to a Kennedy, trying to be part of the Camelot.
You're married to a Kennedy?
No, Mr. Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, Andrew Cuomo, yes, uh-huh. But now Andrew is a single man living in the city with his barbell nipple piercings.
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
And, you know, I've never known the Cuomos to be attention-seeking, this has got to be mortifying to them.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when Brad Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon. And everybody can, if you missed the show or you want to listen to it at different times, it's available to you. We got tons of them up there. You can go and listen. A lot of your devices have it. Yes? It
says we have 50 different seasons of the Stan and Haney podcast.
We have 50 different seasons?
Yes, 50. We are in season 50. I just posted today episode 197 of season 50.
That's amazing.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't know either, but it's a lot of them. Let's laugh, shall we? Oh, I got to do traffic. Sorry, I forgot all about it. And we do have traffic. Bonita Springs got a crash. Arroyo Road and Bonita Beach Road Southeast, and in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 12th Street West and Sunnyland Boulevard. And you are up to date. Now let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, I was getting my teeth whitened, but then I said, forget that, I'll just get a tan instead. I like rice. Rice is great when you're hungry and you want 2,000 of something. I saw a commercial on late night TV. It said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. I went to the doctor. All he did was suck blood from my neck. Do not go see Dr. Acula. Dr. Scholl makes foot products. And he's a doctor, so he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That guy wasted lots of time at school. Because I'd have bought that shit from a Mr. Scholl.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Bob.
Ah, jeez. If it isn't the damn 90-dayer up there in North Fort Myers, what's going on, Bubba? Are you singing and serving at the bar?
Oh, yeah. Well, normally we'd have, 50 people in there on a weekend. It's now down to probably 43.
Jeez. And the ladies are still coming into the strip club? Your stable of gals?
Nah, the strip club has closed down because they keep a close eye on that,
On what?
Well, they tried to stay open, but as soon as the cops see cars in the parking lot, they roll through there. So we tried having them park around the street at the church for a while, but they caught on to that pretty quick.
Okay.
But I found out from Miss Freddie that all you got to do is fill out a bunch of paperwork. And so I'm going to be opening up several strip clubs of my own.
As far as
the federal government's concerned.
Stop it. You're telling me that the property that you have that you got from your aunt?
Yeah, I do.
In North Fort Myers, which is supposed to be the used car lot, you're going to open strip clubs there.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do all kinds of stuff there. It's going to be a big entertainment auto complex. And I already got the name picked out for the strip club. It's going to be a multi-level affair.
Uh-huh.
And you know what the name is going to be?
What?
The Dollhouse. That's the with about five E's at the end, so the real Dollhouse can't sue me.
They're going to anyway. And how are you going to pull this all off? Are you telling me this is where I come into it?
Well, what Freddie said is to be safe that you ought to have what they call an entrepreneurship business plan.
Yeah.
And so what I said is that this is a strip club that caters to Oriental businessmen.
In North Fort Myers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's going to be safe for social distancing because it's just going to be a bunch of cubicles covered in plastic with a sex doll.
You can't do that.
We can safely accommodate up to 50 Asian businessmen. Uh-huh. And they're all wrapped in plastic, and it's not a live girl. Uh-huh. It's a doll. They can do whatever they want to it.
Uh-huh. And are these dolls going to be reused?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But we'll have a janitor go through there.
You gotta clean the dolls, too.
Well, that'd be whoever I hire to clean up.
A janitor.
Yeah.
Yep. Where do I come in on this?
We might cheat a little bit and put a sponge up there, but...
Why are you calling me? Where do I come in on this? Why are you calling me?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
The wise man says... God damn it.
Work your way out of this one.
The wise man knoweth not when the sun setteth.
How about the early bird catches the worm?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
For this all runs dry.
Yeah.
Now, where do I come in?
Well, if you would be willing to...
You're a piece of work.
All you got to do is promote it on your radio show.
No, I'm not going to promote that.
Because I'm going to be at various local gas stations handing out forms, but it ain't for free.
Uh-huh.
Because it took effort to print them up, you know.
You know, you could get real girls there. How about your friend Nikki and Bambi and Mona and all your old gal friends? Why don't you get them involved in it? And their kids.
No, but I do have a new feature.
What's that?
I met these two college gals.
Yeah? Where'd you meet them?
Downtown.
Whereabouts?
One of them, I think, goes to the University of Illinois. And they're real frisky.
Yeah. Is there another one that's got purple highlights in her hair and a dice tattoo on her neck?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they just college kids. They don't know what they want to do with their life. And I said, you know what? I'll manage you. And from now on, Blondie, your name is Mary Kate. Dice, your name is Ashley. I'm going to book them and have them run the circuit until Fort Myers gets tired of them. By then, they should be good and broke in. I'm going to send them up to Tampa.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.